despite what the handout said, the scripture reading is now Luke chapter 9, verses 23 through 27. Luke chapter 9, verses 23 through 27. Kyle just handed the change before I came up here, so it wasn't on my handout. But. Then he said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory, then in his Father, and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God." Well, good evening, everyone. Always thankful for the opportunities that I have. Right now, my daughter is catching up on that hour of sleep she missed. So I'm going to try to keep it down. I'm just kidding. When you think of the church, when you think of Christianity, what do you think of? What are the pictures that flash through your mind? Christianity or the church? What are some pictures that flash through your mind? What I fear is that if I ask that question to many people out in the world, I'd be afraid that what might pop into their mind, what they might have pop into their mind. If I said, what are some pictures that pop into your mind when you think of the church? What were some of those pictures? When you think of Christianity, what are some of the pictures that pop into your mind? You know, some people might even, when they're picturing, they might picture four walls. They might picture a building. They might picture Sunday morning. They might picture, you know, people just being really nice and cordial to one another. But what does it mean to be a Christian? And when I started thinking about this, I think that we have a crisis of people diluting Christianity. And really what they're doing is they're diluting it for Christianity being a Christian. You know, really what that means is Sunday. You know, just Sunday. You know, don't worry about any of those other days. Don't worry about those any other things. But I think there's a crisis when we look out around the religious world. They're trying to dilute Christianity one step at a time, one core at a time. So it's almost like Christianity isn't anything at all. You know, we start to think of this idea of a crisis of a shallow Christianity. A Christianity that's really only one-seventh of your week, and really way less than that. And it seems like this is an idea that's been pushed by the world, pushed by Satan, pushed by people around us. This idea of shallow Christianity is okay. A Christianity that's only limited to Sunday, that's okay. You know, really, if you think about that definition, Christianity that's only as deep as a day, you know, you start to think about how far we've come. Christianity that's put on just one day and one day alone. And we start to think to ourselves of the reality of the situation around us, things around us, you know. What is our society trying to do but limit Christianity to one day? You can only be a Christian one day, and you got to go to a building, you got to isolate yourself from everybody else, and, you know, that's it. That's all you can do. It's like the world is trying to shove us into this building and say, stay there, and stay there only one day out of the week. Your Christianity is limited between these walls. It can't go any further. It can't creep into the workplace. It can't creep into the schools. It can't creep anywhere else. Your Christianity is limited to one day, and that day is Sunday. And not only is it limited to that day, but it's limited to a building. That's what our society is trying to tell us. And that's what Satan and the denomination of what, and many people around us are trying to say. Shallow Christianity is okay. Deluded Christianity is okay. Christianity that's only one day out of a week is totally fine. It seems like sometimes when Christianity is talked about now, it's almost like a checklist. Did you do this, 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 and this this week? And if you did those things, you're okay. Move on. Not a big deal. In fact, when sometimes people talk about the church, it's more like they're talking about church as an event or a time. They talk about church like it's an event or a time. You know, I went to church, or I did church. You know, it's interesting that we don't talk that way about other things that are important in our lives. Like, we don't say things like, I went to family today. You know, I went to family today. And I checked off the list of being a family member today, but I can go throughout the rest of the week and not worry about being family because I went to family today. You know, we don't talk that way about other things. I've already been to family this week. I don't have to worry about it. I can check out. Not a big idea, not a big deal. It's like Christianity is being limited to Sunday. You know, you look at Acts chapter 2, these individuals being baptized, becoming Christians. You know, I don't think that they were just seeing each other on Sunday. Do you really think that those people baptized in Acts chapter 2, that they were only hanging out, only seeing each other, only fellowshipping just one day out of the week? You think they're only praying for each other one day out of the week? Do you really think that they're only working together one day out of the week? Do you think they're only worshiping together one day out of the week? Do you really think that they were thinking about each other one day out of the week? Seems like all around us, our society, our world, the religious world, Satan, everyone's saying, you know what, your Christianity is okay, but it's got to be contained to one day. It's got to be contained within walls. It cannot go beyond Sunday. You know, I started to think about that idea, and the title of the lesson is Christianity Beyond Sunday. Isn't that what God is really after us to do? Our Christianity to extend beyond the walls of this building, of course, to extend out into our lives, out into the workplace, out into the people's lives that we touch. Christianity that extends beyond Sunday. You realize that you're a functioning member of the church. That our Christianity, we have to ask ourselves the question, does it go beyond Sunday? Do we understand that we need one another to be the church, to be members of the body of Christ, to serve Him to the best of our ability? When we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we read through 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we start to see this idea that we are all part of the body, that we need to work together, that we need to function together, and that when we don't fulfill our role, when we don't help each other, support each other, work hard, the church doesn't function the way it should. Neither would a body work the way it should if certain aspects of our body weren't working appropriately. But it seems like our society, our world, has got content with the idea of clock in, clock out Christianity. Clock in, clock out Christianity, that's okay. Christianity doesn't have to go beyond Sunday. As soon as you get Sunday in, you're good. No more worries, no more concerns. Your Christianity can stop there. Because certainly that would be a big commitment. Every day of the week, my Christianity can't stop. But what our world is saying over and over again, and I think it's a clear message when we look out into the world, when we look in the way that denominations are run, when we look in the way that church Christianity is being treated, it's a constant push to say, this Christianity is okay, but only on Sunday. Does your Christianity go beyond Sunday? You know, I understand the importance of Sunday. I understand the importance of the things that we have done today. But if your Christianity doesn't extend beyond Sunday, what a shallow Christianity that is. What a shallow Christianity that is. What a deluded Christianity that is. It's the Christianity that we're trying to live, that we're trying to do, the life that we're trying to live is limited to one day and one day alone. Does your Christianity go beyond Sunday? And what I would like to look at this evening is some things that they do happen on Sunday, but we have to understand that they have to continue throughout the week. They have to go beyond Sunday. Our Christianity has to go beyond Sunday. So I looked at three things that I think that these have to go forward into our lives throughout our week as we leave each other, as we go back out into the world. There are some things that we need to do. Our Christianity has to go beyond Sunday. Number one is our service. Certainly, we serve one another here. We pray for one another. We help one another. We care for one another. And in all these ideas, we have wrapped in them the idea of love. Certainly, we serve each other here. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, kind of expresses the importance of us being together, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the matter of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as we see the day approaching. We sing to one another. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, sing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Certainly we're serving one another here. But is this the only day we serve one another? Is this the only day we pray for one another? Is this the only day we help one another? Is this the only day we care for one another? And what we start to realize is if you put your Christianity in a box and say, it can't go beyond Sunday, you're missing out on so many opportunities to help, pray, care, love our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, I showed up here today, and I'm not saying that I don't have problems. I have problems. But you know what? We have many brothers and sisters in Christ that have many hindrances physically, all kinds of things that they're going through in their life. And you know when our opportunities to serve are really going to pop up? Not on Sunday. not on Sunday. I'm not saying that we can't serve on Sunday. That's not what I'm saying. But the world's saying, hey, the only time you can be a Christian's on Sunday. That's the only time you can pray. That's the only time you can help. That's the only time you can care. What a shallow Christianity that is. Our Christianity has to go beyond Sunday in our service to our brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, I think of the area of prayer. How sad it would be if his brothers and sisters in Christ, we are not praying for each other throughout the week. Well, your prayers are only limited to Sunday. You can only pray on Sunday. You can't pray on any other day. Our prayers only limited to Sunday. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, therefore I exhort you, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. It says, praying always. So we check out when it comes to our Christianity and our prayer life. That's a way that we can serve our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ by praying for them, being concerned for them, helping them, praying for them. You know, it's such a small task, but sometimes those small tasks, those little things are forgotten. How important and how powerful prayer is. And I wonder how many of us, perhaps, show up to Sunday and then forget about the rest of the week. Are we praying the way that we should? Are we doing those things that we should? In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. I think the Bible stresses this idea that prayer is an ongoing thing, always going on. And that's something that we can do in service to others, those that are around us. Is your helping limited to Sunday alone? In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 28, it says, let him whose soul feel no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, what is good, that he may have something to give him who is in need. Is our charitable giving, is our charitable helping only limited to Sunday? Is that what the mindset that people get fed into? Now, that's not the dialogue that's going in people's minds. But I think that's what happens is people get used to the check-in, check-out system, and they forget, you know what? Some people need help throughout the week. Some people need help when they're in the trial. And you know what? Trials don't happen always on Sunday. Persecution doesn't always happen on Sunday. It can happen any day of the week. Sickness, disease, all these things can hit us all throughout the week. We need help all the time. Are we as Christians checking out throughout the week? Are we taking our time cards and going, well, I showed up. But then we won't show up throughout the week for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Are we looking out to help those that are around us, our brothers and sisters in Christ? In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2, it says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Are our brothers and sisters' burdens just limited to one day a week? Oh, well, we show up on Wednesday too. Okay, is it limited to 2 days a week? When do our brothers and sisters in Christ really need our support? You know, you start to think of it in perspective of our life. How long are we really here within these walls? And of course, we know these walls aren't the church, but this is where we're assembling as brothers and sisters in Christ. We are away from each other more than we are together. We are away from each other more than we are together. We have to watch out for one another, pray for one another, look out for one another, try to help one another as best we can. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10, it says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are the household of faith. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 16, it says, but do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. You know, in Hebrews chapter 13 there, in verse 16, it says, but do not forget to do good. Do not forget to do good and to share. Are we forgetting? Are we forgetting that our Christianity isn't just restrained to Sunday? In fact, I think it's quite the opposite. You know, it's one of those titles that you look at and you say, of course, could there be such a Christianity that's just on Sunday? But what I tell you is when we look around the world, I think many people are under that impression that it's okay if Christianity is just on Sunday. It's okay if I click in and click out. But it's not. Our Christianity has to extend beyond Sunday. And if it doesn't, is it really Christianity at all? Is it really what Christ was after when he said, come after me daily. Take up your cross and follow me. You know, I think of the caring. You know, there's so many aspects of service. You know, we can serve individuals, our brothers and sisters in Christ through prayer. We can serve our brothers and sisters in Christ through helping. We can serve our brothers and sisters in Christ through caring. Are we caring throughout the week? Are we forgetting about that? Are we making that clock in, clock out type of thing? You know, the thing that I've realized is throughout the years is it's hard to care without building relationships. And there's some things that you need to build relationships, and one of those things is time. You gotta have some time together. You know, I don't see this as a problem here at Sandyville, but you always want to be watchful, you always want to be looking out for things on the horizon. You know, I've traveled places where as soon as church was over, man, those cars were starting up quick and everybody was leaving. One of the things I love here at Sandyville is I challenge you to stay around until the last person leaves. You might be surprised how long you stick around. You might be here a while. I know sometimes there's people who will go and do an errand and they'll come back and there'll still be people here. I want to express I don't think that's a problem here. I love it here at Sandyville. I love it. We care for one another. And we've got to make sure that caring goes throughout the week, because there's this trap that people are getting caught in. Our brothers and sisters in Christ, other places, and possibly we can get caught in it if we're not too careful. But you know what? You could go to a movie theater every Friday night and sit by someone again and again and again, but never build a relationship with them. Sometimes I think people get stuck in that when it comes to church. They'll come to church, they'll sit down, by the same people, you know? And they do that week after week after week, but the relationship won't build. I'm not saying that relationships build in a day. I'm not saying they build in a week. I'm not saying they build in a month. But do we care for one another? Are we trying to build and foster those relationships that God wants us to have? The love and the unity expressed in the Bible, there's only one way it happens, and it's through relationships. But when we get this idea of clock in, clock out, Christianity beyond Sunday, we have to take it there. And the only way we can take it there is by building lasting relationships. And really, that's how we show the world that we're different. Our love for one another. John chapter 13 and verse 35. John chapter 13 and verse 35, it says, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have a love for one another." Are we checking out that love as we go home on Sunday? Are we checking out from the prayers? Are we checking out from the concern? Are we checking out from the help? Are we checking out from the love? Are we checking out from caring for our brothers and sisters in Christ? I think we underestimate the challenge that's set before us. It takes a lot of work to maintain relationships. In fact, I think it's been one of the biggest challenges in my life because I've been blessed with so many. You know, I think of the Apostle Paul. And not that I think I'm like the Apostle Paul in many ways, but Paul traveled around and preached a lot of different places. That's what a lot of my younger years were. And I'm probably still young, you know. But that's a lot of my younger years. I mean, from 18 to 25, you know, 7 years, I was traveling. I was at a different place every Sunday. Sometimes Sarah and I talk about it. Before we came here, we would go a month and we would be at a different congregation every Sunday. A lot of relationships built. A lot of relationships built. You know, I think of Paul, that had to wear on him. I think you can see it in his letters. He loved the brothers and sisters. He said, "I can't wait till I can get back there." And sometimes he even says, "I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it back there, but I want to make it back there because I love you and I care about you and I want to be there." That doesn't happen when you check out. That doesn't happen when your Christianity doesn't go beyond Sunday. It takes time to build relationships. It takes time to keep relationships. You know, I think of some of those congregations I was at. Some congregations I was at for 5 years, 10 people that I would preach to, you know. We went through a lot of hard times. We went through a lot of trials. We went through a lot of arguments. We went through a lot of things that we worked through together. We lost members from cancer. We lost members for this and that. We had members that left and were restored. We went through a lot together. Are we caring for one another? Are we checking up on one another? It takes time, it takes effort to maintain these relationships. It takes phone calls. It takes letters. It takes cards. It takes time. It's not an easy thing to do. You know, to love one another, to encourage one another. And you know, sometimes even correct one another. But you know what? None of that happens without relationships, without taking that step and caring. You know, our Christianity needs to go beyond Sunday, and one area that I think it definitely has, of course there's tons of areas, but one in particular is our service. What a shallow of Christianity we would have if we only pray on Sunday. What a shallow Christianity, what a deluded Christianity we have if we don't help. If we just help on Sunday. And what a shallow and deluded Christianity we have if we just care just on Sunday. Another area I think we have to consider is that our Christianity has to go beyond Sunday in relation to our study. Deep study takes time. And this is not against preachers and teachers, because I am one. But you know, 30 minutes, an hour Bible study is not long enough to get really deep into it. How many verses did we get through in the adult class this morning? Four verses, I think, or so? That's what Sarah told me. She rehearses the whole Bible class to me. I get to hear all the comments on the way home. Sarah says, but it said, Nolan spoke up and said this, and John spoke up and said that, and Terry spoke up and said this, and I get the whole Bible study on the way home, which I really enjoy. I really do. But no offense to Jeff or myself, but deep study can't happen in 30 minutes. It can't happen in 40 minutes. It takes time for you to dig. If I can give you the illustration, if you were digging a hole and you dug for an hour, yeah, you might get under the surface a little bit. But you know what? If you gave it an hour a day, you know, for a week, how deep you would get. How far you would get. I think that's one area that we have to realize. Our Christianity, in terms of going beyond Sunday, that's in relation to our Bible study. It can't just stop on Sunday. It has to continue on. It has to press on. Because there's only so much you can cover in 30 minutes. There's only so much that you can hit on. And what's interesting about preaching is a lot of times you're throwing out a big general message, when really, sometimes you need a more specific message. You need a more tailored message. You have to take some time, look yourself in the mirror, and say, how does that apply to me? And sometimes that comes to you when you're reading the Word yourself. And you're looking at yourself in the mirror, and how do I compare? When I look at Bible study in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I look at that word diligent. Is diligent 1 or 2 days? Is that really what we're defining diligent as? Be diligent, present yourselves approved to God. Is that 1 or 2 days? Are we being diligent? That's a question for you. You know, the Bible compares the words of God that it says it's living and powerful in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. It says the word of God living and powerful, and it sharper than any two-edged sword. You know, when's the last time you learned a new move with the sword? You know, we have the illustration, we have these examples of the Romans, how many hours they would train with their sword so they would be ready for battle, be ready for this situation. You know what? Every once in a while in training, they probably learned a new move. Have you learned any new moves with the Word of God? Have you learned something new recently? Have you dug a little deeper into the Word of God? I like Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. It says, the book of the law shall not depart from my mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. This is not the only place where we have this idea of meditating on the Word day and night. Psalm chapter 1, verse 2, it says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Now some people are trying to tell us, no, just Sunday, that's what that's talking about. Day and night on Sunday, just meditate on God's Word for one solid day a week and you'll be fine. Just one day a week, from morning to night to Sunday, you'll be good. No, that's not what it's talking about. Very clearly the message is being sent. Christianity goes beyond Sunday in relation to our Bible study, in relation to our relationship with the Word of God. It goes on. Meditate day and night. Meditate day and night. Meditate day and night. Just on Sunday. No! Day and night! Again and again and again. The psalmist said, Psalm 119, 105, says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You know, we think about flashlights. We think about a lamp. We think about walking around at night. You know, some of us might even use our phones now. You know, put the flashlight on real quick so we can find our way around the house. When do you lay the light down? When do you lay the light down? You know, when you're trying to find something in the dark, when do you lay the light down? When you've reached your destination? When you found what you're looking for? When do we find what we're looking for in this life? in relation to God. You keep studying, you keep going. You're going to keep the light of God your whole life until you reach your destination, your heavenly home. You can't lay it down. You can't afford to lay the light down, just like you can't afford to lay it down in your own house, because you're going to run and bump into something. If you decide to lay the Word of God down, you're going to bump into a lot more things in this life. You're going to run into a lot more problems in this life if you decide to lay the light down. You don't lay the light down until you reach your destination, until you found what you're looking for. Are we laying it down a little early? Are we laying it down as soon as Sunday passes? Trying to go throughout our week without it? And then say, man, I lost my way. And we just hope you make it back for Sunday. Because you can't afford to get lost throughout the week. You can't afford it. Because sometimes those little losses, you get lost for a long, long time. When I think about Christianity on Sunday, I think of deep Bible study. Because certainly that's something that cannot just happen on one day. Something else that I think that we need to consider this evening is in relation to our Christianity beyond Sunday is saving souls. Evangelism. See, what the world is trying to do is they are literally trying to jam us into a building and say, don't go any further. They're trying to jam us into one day and say, don't go any further. You know what's interesting is when you look back in the past, didn't our society try to keep Wednesday evening free? At least that's what, when I talk to people of the older generation, it always seems like schools, all the events, they were trying to keep them away from Wednesday night. You know what? There's, you know, the Bible study on Wednesday night. It was just kind of an unwritten rule. Now, Wednesday's ridiculous. You know now what they're after? They're pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. They pushed you off of Wednesday now. You're not allowed to have Bible study on Wednesday. You know why? We're going to have sports on Wednesday. We're going to have school events in the evening on Wednesday. We're going to have everything on Wednesday. Now, they're pushing it on Sunday. They say you can't even have Sunday anymore. And that's exactly what they want. He wants you to be in a hard spot. He wants to push Christianity into one day. He wants to tie it within these walls. And you know what the world's trying to do, just like in Matthew chapter 5 when we have the Sermon on the Mount and he talks about the light. He says, you know that light, putting it under? The world's trying to say, hey, Christianity, we're going to try to ram you in a building and we're going to try to shut out your mind. We can't allow that to happen. We have to understand our Christianity goes beyond Sunday in relation to saving souls. You know, we have an obligation to defend and answer questions in relation to the gospel. Are you ready to do that when you go out into the world? 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15 says, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you ask for a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. When does that happen? When are you really challenged with questions about the hope that's in you? Is it when you're with brothers and sisters in Christ? Oh, wait. That happens not so much on Sunday. See, your Christianity has to extend beyond Sunday. I'm not saying that you'll have the likelihood of you having to defend your faith with brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm not saying that won't happen. But God says you need to watch out, that wolves will come in. I'm not saying that the defense doesn't have to happen on Sunday, but I tell you what, there's a really high probability with six other days in the week that at some point you're going to have to defend what you believe, that you're going to have to give an answer for what you believe. Are you ready to extend your Christianity beyond Sunday? We have an obligation to defend. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 5 says, but be watchful in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Is the work of an evangelist just on Sunday? Is the work of a Christian just on Sunday? Wait, some of that goes beyond Sunday. But are we trying to tie it in to just one day? You know, then I start thinking about some other passages. The Great Commission, Mark chapter 16, verse 15, says, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Wait, I'm supposed to go to all the world and preach the gospel? And I just got one day a week to do it? Impossible! You know, it's not practical! But yet, that's what our world's trying to do. And then you're okay to have your diluted Christianity. It's okay for you to have your shallow Christianity. It's okay to have your one-day Christianity. It's alright for you to have your drive-through Christianity. You can have it any way you want it. But you can't have it 7 days a week, which is what God wants. He wants our Christianity to go beyond these walls, into the world, making disciples going into all the world. You know what, and when I think of that, you know, I think that's where all good evangelism happens. You know, all good evangelism typically, in my experience, happens away from here. People brought in through relationships. You know, you've had about 5 or 6 conversations with the individual before you can get them into the building. Because the building's an intimidating place. You know what's not quite an intimidating place? Your dining room table. It's not quite as intimidating. People are more willing to take you up on that. Hey, why don't you come over to my house? We'll discuss this or that together. I'd love to discuss this or that with you. And you know what? That's probably not going to happen on Sunday. I'm not saying that it can't happen on Sunday. That's not what I'm saying. I think all these things will happen on Sunday. But the question is our Christianity going beyond Sunday? Are we letting the world, we're letting Satan, we're letting the people around us, pushing it into one day, locking it in the building, and saying, there you go, that's what you get? Are we trying to fight back and take our Christianity where perhaps people don't want it from time to time? You know, there's a time where Christianity needs to extend beyond these walls. It needs to go beyond Sunday. Our Christianity needs to go beyond Sunday in relation to our service. It needs to go beyond Sunday in relation to our study. And it needs to go beyond Sunday in relation to our evangelism. And if that's not happening, I mean, in many respects, when you look at what Jesus says and the way he talks about his followers taking up their cross daily and following him, we realize perhaps we're falling short. And I know we're not perfect. We're not going to be perfect in all these areas, but can we do better? Certainly we can. Can we take our Christianity beyond Sunday, and can we take it to the world? Will there be consequences? Oh yeah, they're not going to like it. The world's not going to like it. Satan's not going to like it. You know what Satan likes? He likes the full schedule that says, you know what, my Christianity is just a Sunday. I don't have time for it any other day of the week. Not Monday, not Tuesday, not Wednesday, not Thursday, not Friday, not Saturday. You know what the worst thing is our world starts to say, that's okay. It's okay if your Christianity is shallow. It's okay if your Christianity is diluted. It's okay if your Christianity is just one day out of the week. Perhaps this evening you need to become a New Testament Christian. Or do you need to pray for the church? You need to get back on that straight narrow path. We would love to help you any way we can. And hopefully throughout this week we can go beyond Sunday and do what we need to do in relation to taking our example, taking Christ to the world. If you're subject to invitation anyway, we ask that please come as we stand and as we sing.